Good afternoon, Esri Link Landscapes.
Oh, good afternoon. Is Greg available?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Zach. I was just following up from Bank of Cardiff on several offers that we'd mailed out to the business over the past couple months for equipment financing. I was just circling back to see if any of those were received and introduce myself, and was curious if you guys had any needs in this fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, no.
Is it a slower time of year for you guys, or do you?
Yeah, we're rolling into our slow period.
Gotcha. Do you go just like a skeleton crew, or just shut down completely?
No, we usually have a crew. We try to keep, if we have construction jobs, we work all through the winter.
Gotcha.
You know, or like tree planting, but you know, your maintenance jobs, they sort of, you know.
Take a backseat to the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants to have to shovel the snow to remove the leaves that are underneath them.
God, that would be tough.
Well, at least we don't. But, yeah, I mean, if we have...
Yeah.
If we have... we'll do our like I said, we start slowing down now. We start doing fall maintenance, and then, you know, next month and into December, we'll be doing leaf removals and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, unless we have construction or, you know, a big... I want to say planting jobs, like your shrubs and trees. We can continue to do them as long as the ground doesn't totally freeze.
Right.
But once that happens, then, yeah, we become a skeleton crew.
Okay.
And then we usually, well, hopefully this winter won't be as long as last winter's. Usually we start back up the end of February, beginning of March.
Okay.
Last year it wasn't until April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Super long winter.
Yeah. It was just, you know, it was too cold to get out and get the spring cleanups and stuff done. And yeah, it was
I understand. Yeah. I'm not a cold weather person, so I would kind of be in that boat too. Stay inside until it warms up.
North Carolina and below, I would prefer to live at.
Yeah. Did that last tropical storm affect you guys at all? Are you guys near the coast by chance?
No. We're in far enough that it never even rained here.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I happened to be up in Canada when it was coming through on an island on the East Coast.
Oh.
I was a little concerned.
Yeah, I would
concerned.
Be too.
Yeah, but we thought we'd have to leave early, but now it ended up, I don't think it came up much farther than the Carolinas.
And then it just kind of went out to sea, didn't it?
Yeah,
and,
I think,
and dissipated.
You know, like, yeah, Delaware may have gotten a little bit of rain for like a day, but nothing like they got, you know, nothing bad.
Yeah, I was talking with some customers down in Florida, and they, you know, their buildings were flooded, their homes were flooded. It was just horrific to hear them describe it. I felt so badly for them.
Well, years ago, we took a motor home trip down to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way, my parents took me and my three boys. And on the way, we stopped at a place called South of the Border.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a novelty place. You pull off, there's like arcades and, you know.
Yeah, just like fun stuff for the family.
Like yeah, you know, it's silly fun stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had stopped there, but we went on the off time of year. We went in October, so it wasn't like during the summer when they're really active. But we took pictures, you know, and
mm-hmm.
all that. Well, somebody posted a picture of it after the rains, and most of it was half underwater.
Oh my
like,
gosh!
The water was up halfway up all the buildings. So
holy cow!
Like, oh my God! Yeah. Geez. I know the boys remember because we were looking at pictures not too long ago, and they were like, I remember that place. So I showed them because they're all in their 20s now. So.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my God, remember we went there?
Yeah,
it's so, underwater.
It's like
I can't believe it.
A constant reminder that Mother Nature is she doesn't play a game.
And, you know, when I was growing up, we always stopped there on our way down to Myrtle Beach. So
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, I don't remember there being water around it or... You know, like
yeah.
you know, like a river right next to it.
Like, did they add a new feature?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, it's one of those you don't realize it. The water doesn't have to be nearby; it just has to be a low spot.
Exactly, that's the scary
you know?
Thing too. Yeah.
And it floods like that. I was like, crap! It just, you know, when the ground can't, you know,
absorb the moisture.
Fast enough. Yeah.
It's scary.
But anyway, back to our financing needs. As far as equipment goes, he probably look for, if he's in the position to look for equipment, he usually tries to get it either the beginning of the season or right before the beginning of the season.
Okay.
I don't think he's looking for anything right now. I think right now we're trying to get rid of some old trucks that we have that are just costing us more money to
sure.
than it is to
have on hand. Yeah.
So, like I said, I really don't know. But, I, you know, any emails that come in, you know, they're always here. I don't delete them. He sees them.
Okay.
You know? And every once in a while he'll say, remember, I got an email from some guy offering, you know, fleet financing. And I was like, okay, let me go do the grand search. And I find them, and then, you know, but that's usually is when... But yeah, if you keep sending me emails and stuff, you know, like every once, you know, like once a month, then it'll keep it fresh in his mind so that he knows to pick, you know, to go to you when he does decide to do it.
Absolutely, we've actually physically mailed out the offers, but if there's a good email address, I could send you a digital copy now just to have on file for, you know, future reference.
Yeah, that would be good because junk mail. That gets doesn't go past the accounts payable girl.
It goes straight to file 13?
Yes, in that circular file.
I understand.
Yeah, you could send it. Let me have you send it to his email address, because then we'll both see it.
Okay.
It's Greg, G-R-E-G.
Okay.
At Esterly Link, and that's E-S-T-E-R-L-Y-L-I-N-K .com.
Great. So I'll put together just like a
little introduction or something. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, like the Reader's Digest version of the programs my contact information. So maybe next year at some point, if there is a need, if you could reach out, and would love an opportunity to see what we could make available for the business.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, anyway, your name was?
I'm Patty. I'm the office manager.
Hi, Patty. I'm Zach. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.
You too. And I'll look forward to your email, and I'll make sure I print it out and stick it in my... Not in my circular file, in the one for financing.
I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
Have a great afternoon.
You too, thanks.
Thanks, Patty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.